Today's scripture comes from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our Lord who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are them? Who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is All Saints Day. I'm really happy that All Saints Day falls on a Sunday this year. Usually it falls on a random weekday in the week between Halloween and Stewardship Sunday. I'm excited that it fell on a Sunday because that means we get to celebrate it together in worship. Now, I imagine that some of you are a little bit confused by my excitement. Do Presbyterians even celebrate All Saints Day? I thought that was just for Catholics. Don't worry. Presbyterians indeed celebrate All Saints Day. But our understanding of what it means to be a saint is a little bit different than our Catholic brothers and sisters. We Presbyterians often turn to this passage in Revelation to help us understand what a saint is and what a saint is called to do. So according to John, a saint is they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. What John is saying here is that a saint is anyone who has been baptized into the death and resurrection. Sorry, that's my phone. My sister had her first CrossFit class this morning, and I think she's calling to tell me about it. My apologies. Let me back up. John shows us that a saint is anyone who has been baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus. In baptism, we die to that which separates us from God and take on a new identity, an identity as followers of Jesus, children of God. That's how we interpret John's vision. According to this definition, I imagine that most of us in this room are saints, because most of us in this room were baptized. So on All Saints Day, we celebrate two things. On the one hand, we celebrate all the saints who are living among us, all the men and women who have responded to the call of their baptism by working with God to usher in God's kingdom here on earth. On this day, we also remember the saints who have died in the previous year, those who have fulfilled the call of their baptisms and are now dwelling with God in heaven for eternity. So today I want to talk about both kinds of saints, saints who are living and saints who have gone home. I think it's fair to say that 2020 feels like it has increased the number of saints among us. As I write this, we are in the midst of a global pandemic where 9 million Americans have tested positive for COVID-19. And sadly, around 230,000 Americans have died from it. But rather than looking at the numbers, I'm wondering, what can their stories tell us about a new creation unfolding all around us? I think it's fair to say that at this point in the pandemic, all of us know someone who has tested positive for the virus. Some of us know someone who has been hospitalized with it, and a few of us have lost loved ones to it. But all of our efforts to contain the virus have changed our lives in really profound ways. I want to share just one story of how I've seen COVID usher in a new creation. So during Holy Week this year, way back in April, I get a text message that one of the elders at Emsworth Presbyterian Church, this is a church that I collaborate with a lot for our community services, one of their elders had tested positive for COVID. Now, way back in April, we really didn't know anything about this virus. Was it just a bad flu? Was it just affecting the elderly or those with serious medical conditions? Now, this elder, his name is Mark, he's probably, I don't know, in his late 60s. He's a pretty healthy guy. He takes walks most days. So when I initially heard he was diagnosed, I wasn't too worried. But over the course of Holy Week, his symptoms rapidly became unmanageable. Mark went into the hospital on Good Friday. Soon he wasn't able to breathe on his own. On Holy Saturday, his wife made the decision to put him on a ventilator, where he stayed for 12 days. During this time, his wife wasn't able to visit with him. His pastor couldn't go and pray with him. He spent Easter alone in the ICU on a ventilator. For 12 days, he floated in that liminal space between life and death. But then, weirdly, he started to get better. His stats improved to the point where his doctors were able to wean him off the ventilator. He entered an experimental trial for the drug remdesivir, which is a steroid that helped his immune system quit overly attacking his body. A couple weeks later, he was transferred to a nursing home where, in his words, he had to learn how to breathe again. A month after he entered the nursing home, he was able to come home. It's been 6 months since he's returned home, and when I talked to him on Tuesday, he said he feels about 85 to 90% recovered. Now, if you know Mark, you know that he's always been a pillar of his community and congregation. I'm sure he's been serving on the session of Emsworth Presbyterian Church longer than I've been alive. But it's been really cool for me to see how surviving COVID-19 has given him this new appreciation for life. He just doesn't take life for granted anymore. If it's possible, he's even more active in his church. He's even learned how to lead a virtual Sunday school class, whereas before the pandemic, I don't even know if he had internet in his house, let alone learning how to operate Zoom to lead a class. I get to see him once a week on Tuesdays when we have lunch with the pastor, and lately he has been asking just the most thoughtful, deep theological questions. He always makes sure to ask me how River, my cat, is doing because he thinks she's just the cutest. She's not, but we'll leave that for another story. Now, I think Mark would be incredibly embarrassed to hear me call him a saint on this All Saints Day. But I think he is a great example of someone coming out of this pandemic, responding to the call of his baptism in new and interesting ways. Because the point of celebrating saints is not to put them on a pedestal as holy people set apart in glory, but to see their stories as an example of how God uses the ordinary, holy lives of the believers for his glory in this and every age. My hope is that we will go from this place today reflecting on how we are called to participate in the unfolding of God's kingdom all around us. To do that, I think it's helpful to return to our scripture reading for this morning. Ask anyone who has been through a great tribulation, and they will tell you. Responding to the call of your baptism is not an easy task. But the good news is that we don't do it alone. God goes out ahead of us, and God promises to be with us. John says, "Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." I find it incredibly comforting to see that even as creation changes all around us, God promises to be with us always. While we may not exactly know what the rest of this year into next year is going to look like, we know that God will protect us, God will provide for us, and God will comfort us during hard times. I think this is what separates a saint from a regular believer. Saints believe that God is with them always, even when they can't see God, even if they're not sure what God is up to. Whereas I think ordinary believers get stuck in asking, "Where is God?" when they can't see God or aren't sure what God is up to. Friends, one place where we can all feel God's presence clearly is when we gather with the saints of every age at the communion table. At this table, we remember Jesus' last meal with his disciples. We remember God's promises to be with us always. In this act of breaking bread and sharing a common cup, we receive healing from the past, peace for this day, and a promise of community for the days ahead. These gifts of the Spirit then empower the saints to go into their communities and do the hard things that usher in God's kingdom here on earth. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.